I used to feel kind of embarrassed. I probably still do sometimes, because I feel like all I can talk about is God's love. All I can sing about is God's love. It's like I'm obsessed with God's love. And one time I was like, God, I feel like all that comes out of me is God's love, God's love, God's love. And I felt like he was just like, Kim, that's just who you are. That's what I want you to do. People need it. People need to encounter it. Like, go, do it, be it, show it, live it. Let them have it. Bam, take it. That was kind of... And so here's the truth of the matter. I had an encounter with God's love, and it forever altered my life and changed everything about me. It changed the way I think. It changed the way I act. It changed everything about me. People ask me, like, okay, I struggle with getting free in worship, and I know you have that story. I'm like, listen, perfect love casts out all fear. It is in the Word of God. Perfect love casts out all fear. Fear doesn't stand a single chance when you encounter God's love. It is blasted out of the water. Get an encounter with God's love. Get an encounter with God's love. If you do not have an encounter with God's love, you need to ask him for one. You need to get one. We're going to pray later. I'm going to pray you get one. But having an encounter with God's love, this is why this is such an important key. The Word says that we love him because he first loved us. And so it just makes sense. We were made, designed, created. It is in our DNA. We were made to be vessels, to carry his love. We were created to respond to his love. It is literally in the fibers of our being. We were made to respond to his love. And when you encounter his love, I am telling you, you cannot help but respond back in love to him.